Just a little hello. It is the 17th of November, 2018, and we have the Three of Wands, the Knight of Coins, and Four of Wands that all fell out of the deck together. It is Mercury retrograde, and it is just already ridiculous. I've had to update posts 4 and 5 times. Words are not being pasted where they're supposed to. Words are not coming out of my mouth the way they're supposed to, so this may be the 50th take of this. Anyway, here it is. Obsessed is sometimes used to describe the solid, determined salt of the earth, cash-only Knight of Pentacles, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus, but that's not always bad. He or she is upright, and today would rather be described as driven, single-minded, and goal-oriented. He or she may be waiting to be paid for work already done, or may have investments that should and will be paying off soon. This is the slowest of the knights, but only because he's deliberate and considers the nuts and bolts, financially and practically speaking, of every moving part before he makes any serious decision, commitment, or move. But today he may have no choice. However, I interject, it's a good... be slow during this retrograde. Just slow down. Slow your roll. The Three of Wands is of the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, and is often called the writer's card or the card of a freelancer or independent businessman. Often this card shows up just to let us know the check is in the mail, although that's hardly an excuse these days. Just use PayPal, pal. On the card, we usually see someone said to be a merchant looking out to sea, contemplating foreign shores or partnerships. Should he go bigger or go home? He is smack in the middle of the Three and Four of Wands, which is not only the card of home, but a very happy and beautiful home. What strikes me today is the difference between my daily Morgan Greer deck and what I know is the traditional Rider-Waite-Coleman-Smith image, which has a couple of happy dancing humans in it. The Morgan Greer image does not, only a lovely-looking garden party setting, but the guests have not yet arrived or have all gone. Four is the number of stability and structure, and usually one of this night's favorite numbers. It is usually one of this knight's favorite numbers. See? Slow your roll. Tall poles are strung with garlands and festive red ribbons, and we see a castle on high ground in the distance, bringing to mind the old cliché, they're clichés for a reason, a man's home is his castle. The Knight of Coins, in between these two, stares intently at the idyllic scene. Yet to the left, another human looks away to distant shores. Send me a postcard, says the Knight of Coins. I'm not going anywhere. Perhaps this knight himself has been away, and he's very happy to be back home where he can relax and truly be himself or herself. Perhaps this knight is ready to settle down. His home is his castle, where he feels secure and quite possibly where he does his best work, which, yes, he can seem to be overly obsessed with, but his motivation is long-term security, and to that end, he shoulders his work and mundane responsibilities reliably and dutifully. Sounds boring, I know. Until it all burns down... Good luck all.